our vision, especially for contact lens wearers. It all starts with proper hand washing before and after you handle contact lenses. This includes washing hands with soap and water and drying them well with a clean cloth anytime you touch your lenses. Since water can harbor microbial agents such as bacteria, viruses, and other contaminants, it's also very important to keep your contacts away from all sources of water, no matter how clean you think it may be. This means removing contact lenses before any exposure to water, such as when taking showers, baths, or swimming. Proper cleaning and storage of contact lenses should also be an essential part of routine care because it helps remove contaminants and other agents that could potentially infect your eyes. Cleaning your lenses begins with using the proper lens solution consistent with the type of contact lens you wear. Rub and rinse your lenses with the contact lens disinfecting solution, never with water or saliva, to clean them each and every time you remove them. Never store your lenses in water and replace your contact lenses according to manufacturers' and eye doctor recommendations. Your contact lens case is another item to care for as diligently as the lenses themselves. Rub and rinse your lens case with contact solution again, never water, and then empty and dry with a clean tissue, storing the case upside down on a clean cloth. Contact lens cases should also be replaced every month. Above all, never sleep in your contact lenses unless specifically cleared by your eye doctor to do so. Your eyes need a break from wearing the lenses to heal, regenerate, and recover routinely. Lastly, eye care professional oversight is an absolute must to ensure eye health and vision stays in tip-top shape. Routine visits and follow-up with your eye doctor, at least yearly, will help identify any trouble areas that can be treated and addressed before they can become major problems. Not only will they get you on the right plan and prescribe you the most appropriate lenses to fit your needs, it establishes a relationship to help you should problems arise. Contact your eye doctor right away if you experience any discomfort, eye pain, redness, or blurred vision. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, nearly 1 million people develop eye infections that require a trip to either a doctor or the hospital each year. Many of these infections are related to the use of contact lenses and commonly begin as mild eye irritation, but left untreated can lead to more advanced complications such as corneal ulcers and, in worst cases, even blindness. Being proactive by following the guidelines set forth by your eye care professional can greatly reduce or even eliminate these avoidable instances. Meals on Wheels Still Needs Help by Charlene Guerra, special to the Odessa American. Volunteer Mike Gardner grabs a delivery sheet after picking up meals ready to be delivered at Meals on Wheels on Wednesday. Meals on Wheels volunteer Ryder Holder sorts through meals while preparing for lunch service on Wednesday. Volunteers Shana Aranivas left and Ryder Holder right help load Sharon Van Etten's car as she prepares to deliver lunch for Meals on Wheels. Volunteer Mike Gardner loads his car with meals as he prepares to go on lunch delivery. Photos by Eli Hartman, Odessa American. Odessa's Meals on Wheels has had to come up with a new normal on how they are able to serve needy Odessans. Since the pandemic first hit the U.S., many things were in high demand, and that is not any different for Meals on Wheels of Odessa. Everything is by no contact, and the meals are left in coolers that were donated to us and had our logos on them so that we could leave meals on their doorsteps, Executive Director Margaret Burton said. Burton said there has been an increase in meals needed since the beginning of COVID-19 and have had an increase in suppliers and the community coming together to donate other required things like coolers and insulated bags. We have recently started a wait list, but those who are on hospice and over the age of 80 immediately qualify to receive help, Burton said. The way that you can help support your local Meals on Wheels of Odessa is by donating and spreading the word about the program and what it offers to those in need, and most importantly, by volunteering. In March, they were getting a high influx of new clients and serving about 545 meals a day. Burton said that they have added 142 new clients to their list since March. To continue what we do for Odessa, we need at least 32 volunteers a day, and some of our current volunteers are elderly themselves and have restrictions now. We are receiving 3 to 5 requests a day. Our highest priority is getting the meals out to those who need them badly, Burton said. The annual fundraiser Mudbug was canceled due to the dangers and risks of COVID-19 happening earlier this year. The fundraiser to help Meals on Wheels is typically held in April, and a decision has not been if there will be another fundraiser this year. Anyone wishing to volunteer or contribute can contact Meals on Wheels online at www.mowodessa.com or by telephone at 432-333-6451. Master Gardeners, Spring 2021 is just around the corner. Start planning now. By Debbie Rowland, Master Gardener. I know it's almost October and still 100 degrees, but now is the time to plan and prepare your beds for spring 2021. 2020 will soon be over. I hear your cheers. This is the time to decide what you want your garden to look like next year. Your gardening life will be so much easier in 2021 if you put forth some effort now. If you have beds you are happy with, it's time to add compost and turn it in with a spade. I also add small bark mulch and turn it in at the same time. The compost adds nutrients, and the bark mulch helps to keep the soil from compacting. If you are adding new beds or want to make changes with the beds you currently have, you will need to decide if you need better edging or raised beds. There are many options for edging, from wood, cedar is a great choice but more expensive, to cedar blocks and metal. If you have health concerns, an elevated bed might be the best way to go. You can build a bed with legs to the height you need so that you won't have to bend over when you work the bed. It is important to be sure that the soil will not be washed out of the bed when you water. If you are on social media, there is a new option available for us all. West Texas Vegetable Gardeners is a site that uses knowledge from Texas A&M AgriLife and practical knowledge gathered in our area. The challenges we face with the high and fluctuating heat and lack of rain are unlike anything that the rest of Texas gardeners face. So what works in other parts of Texas will not make you a successful gardener here. This site is providing helpful gardening instruction to many gardeners. For more information, call the AgriLife office at 498-4071 in Odessa or at 686-4700 in Midland or visit aggie-horticulture.tamu.edu or westtexasgardening.org. Gardening, Texas Master Gardeners. We are an educational service organization of volunteers trained by Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service. Visit westtexasgardening.org. Autumn Sage offers low-maintenance landscape color. In recent years, the discovery of a broad range of colors within the Autumn Sage species has greatly increased their landscape value. Autumn Sage, Salvia gregii, is a fall-flowering sub-shrub. It is almost constantly in flower from late spring until hard frost. The species name honors Josiah Gregg, an early American botanist. Autumn sage is native to dry, sunny sites in southern and western Texas and New Mexico. It can also be found in most Mexican states. It was a popular plant in cottage gardens in Texas in its early days. Once the plant is established, it usually thrives with just rainfall. It does require at least tolerably good drainage and thrives in full sun or partially shaded exposures. In recent years, the discovery of a broad range of colors within the species has greatly increased their landscape value. Colors include white, rich red, pink, salmon, and purple. Flowers appear in terminal racemes, are tube-shaped and two-lipped, and about 1 inch long. Leaves are opposite, narrowly oblong, with blade length 1/2 to 1/4 inches long. The foliage has a pleasant spicy scent. Propagation is usually from cuttings taken during the growing season. Landscape uses of autumn sage are many. It does well in containers, masses, or borders for low-maintenance landscape color. In landscape developments where a refined look is desired, the plants respond very well to periodic shearing to remove old flower stems during the summer. Occasional light applications of a balanced fertilizer and irrigation during unusually dry periods will ensure repeat flowering from May through November in most of Texas. For more information, call the AgriLife office at 498-4071 in Odessa or at 686-4700 in Midland. Email jeanette.castagnon@ag.tamu.edu. That's JEANETTE.CASTANON. Or visit aggie-horticulture.tamu.edu or westtexasgardening.org. Gardening. Jeanette Castagnon. Castagnon is a horticulturist with Texas AgriLife Extension Service. She can be reached at 686-4700 or by email at jeanette.castagnon@ag.tamu.edu. Pets of the Week. Wilbur, a one-year-old male potbelly pig, needs to be adopted into a good home. To adopt Wilbur or any of the other pets at the Humane Society of Odessa, stop by 7012 Mockingbird Lane, call 381-5503, visit www.odessahumanesociety.org, or leave a message at facebook.com/Humane Society of Odessa/. The Humane Society of Odessa is a no-kill pet adoption shelter, and all their pets require spay-neuter contract, along with an adoption application. Adoption fees for pets start at $50. Sugar, a four-month-old female shepherd mix, needs to be adopted into a good home.
Hi, this is Linda. I'm reading the Odessa American for Wednesday, September 30th. Fall Food, Tuscan White Bean Soup by Brenda Garcia, MSRD, from United Supermarkets Lifestyle Desk. There is nothing like a warm bowl of soup on a chilly fall evening. This recipe for Tuscan white bean soup is sure to warm you to the core with its Italian-inspired flavors and hearty nutrition. Beans are an inexpensive ingredient that add bulk to recipes, along with an array of nutrients that will keep you full and satisfied throughout the day. Beans, including the cannellini beans used in this recipe, are a part of the legume family. Other legumes include lentils, peas, chickpeas, peanuts, and soybeans. Legumes are considered a nutrient-rich food as they provide a large variety of nutrients and only a moderate amount of calories. Beans are a great protein source and can serve as a meat alternative. Additionally, beans are full of folate, iron, potassium, and magnesium. A couple of things you won't find much of in beans are fat, sodium, and cholesterol, but we are just fine with that. The impressive fiber content of beans, an average of 7 or more grams of total dietary fiber per 1/2 cup serving, as well as the nutrition facts just previously mentioned, make beans a great food to consume for reducing the risk factors associated with cardiovascular disease. Fiber content helps to keep you feeling full, and it is also an important part of the digestive system. Along with the heart healthy benefits, consuming fiber can help decrease the risk for developing diabetes, obesity, high blood pressure, and gastrointestinal diseases. Often, if a recipe uses canned vegetables and/or broth, there's a negative health association. Canning is a process that was developed as a means of preserving foods. Foods are prepared and sealed in cans before being exposed to high heat to kill bacteria and prevent spoilage. Canned foods have gotten a bad rap in the heart healthy community because salt is often added as a preservative. But when it comes to consuming nutrient dense foods such as vegetables and legumes, canned can be a great option. The canning process does not significantly affect the nutrient profile of your favorite fruits and vegetables. Sometimes it improves it. When buying canned beans, a low-sodium or no-salt added variety is the best choice, as it leaves you in control of the amount of salt added to the recipe. Keeping an arsenal of canned foods is a cost-effective way to ensure that nutrient-dense items are always on hand. It can also be a great way to reduce food waste. We hope you enjoy this fast and easy recipe for a warm soup on a cool night. Ingredients: 4 ounces bacon diced, 1 small onion diced, 5 cloves garlic minced, 8 cups low sodium chicken stock or vegetable stock, 4 15 ounce cans cannellini beans rinsed and drained, 1 bay leaf, 1 teaspoon rosemary, salt and freshly ground black pepper. For serving, freshly grated Parmesan and 100% whole grain bread. Instructions: 1. Heat bacon in a large stock pot over medium-high heat. Cook until crispy. Transfer the bacon to a separate plate using a slotted spoon, reserving about 3 tablespoons of bacon grease. In the stock pot, discard any extra grease, or you can substitute olive oil in place of the 3 tablespoons of bacon grease. 2. Add onion and cook for 5 minutes, stirring occasionally until soft and translucent. Add garlic and cook for 1 to 2 minutes until fragrant, stirring occasionally. 3. Add chicken stock, beans, bay leaf, rosemary, and half of the cooked bacon. Stir to combine. Continue cooking the soup until it reaches a simmer. Cover partially and let the soup simmer for 10 to 20 minutes so that the flavors will meld. 4. Add salt and pepper to taste. Remove the bay leaf and rosemary. Serve warm, topped with the extra bacon. Garnish with Parmesan and serve with bread. Hi, this is Linda. I'm reading the Odessa American for Saturday, October 3rd. 2020. WTF Party in a Box. Ellen Knoll Art Museum, 4909 East University, has scheduled West Texas Fest Party in a Box Fall Fundraiser. While things are looking different this year, the museum came up with West Texas Fest Party in a Box for the community to experience the fun of West Texas Fest at home with your friends while supporting the museum. Cost is $600 for six people. Delivery fee is $25. The box includes food, gourmet tortilla chips, salsa, pork and chicken sliders, coleslaw, spicy Texas trash, corn salad, pickles, chocolate and pecan brittle, drinks, two $25 gift cards to Pinkies, alcohol not included. WTF ranch water recipe includes ingredients in box and drink aid prevention and extra fun, deck of cards, jigger, coaster with bottle opener, West Texas Fest Spotify playlist, Evil Cowboy hot sauce, and more. Online ticket sales end at midnight, October 16th. Visit knollartmuseum.org/WTX Fest Party in a Box. For more information, visit marketing@knollartmuseum.org.
Hello, this is Michael. I'm reading the San Angelo Standard Times for the week of Sunday, September 27th, 2020. And here's the weekly Sunday column by Tom Green County AgriLife Extension Agent for Horticulture, Allison Watkins. Fall weather brings pests that can damage lawns. Plants in the Concho Valley are breathing a sigh of relief now that fall is here, with rain and cooler temperatures. Perennials are already popping with color, and everything is starting to look healthier, happier, and more attractive after the stress of late summer. But there are also pests to watch out for in the fall that also thrive in the cooler, wetter climate. For example, the fall army worm is a caterpillar that can quickly devastate a lawn or farm crop. They are hard to predict and come through fast, but they tend to follow fall rains. For more info, see this fact sheet at https://citybugs.tamu.edu/factsheets/landscape/lawns/ENT1007. Like the article mentions, army worm outbreaks are pretty limited and are not likely to affect an entire neighborhood or large geographical area. Their outbreaks are small in scope, but they can have a significant impact on a particular lawn they choose to feed on, if there are no natural enemies around to keep their numbers down. If army worms are feasting on your lawn, try treating with spinosad or BT. Another pesky caterpillar in the fall is webworm. Webworms cover the branches that they are feeding on with webbing to protect themselves from predators. The simplest way to control them is use a long stick to tear open the webs and let the birds have their own feast. For larger trees that can't be easily reached, try a hose-end sprayer with spinosad or BT. A very common fungal disease of St. Augustine turf, take-all root rot, is also active in the fall. While symptoms may be more noticeable in the spring and summer, the disease is active in the fall, and if there is a history or suspicion of the disease, now is a good time to apply peat moss and azoxystrobin fungicide. Some examples, trade names, include Scott's Disease EX and Heritage. Of course, after the wonderful rain that is so refreshing to our landscape plants, weeds are also popping up more. Pre-emergent can be applied to well-established lawns to prevent cool season weeds. But don't use it if you intend to overseed with ryegrass, wildflowers, or any other newly planted seeds. Bare soil and thinned turf is an invitation for weeds, so summer-stressed lawns may see an increase in weeds. Encourage a thicker, dense lawn to outcompete weeds. For planting beds, replenish mulch to a depth of 4 inches. Broadleaf weeds can be controlled while they are still small and young with many different options of herbicide. Just be sure to use one that is labeled as safe for your particular species of lawn. Large weeds that are flowering or that have gone to seed are best pulled by hand. Allison Watkins is the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Agent for Horticulture in Tom Green County. Contact her at aewatkins@ag.tamu.edu.
Thank you for joining us for this week's reading of the Midland Reporter Telegram and the Odessa American Sunday Lifestyle sections. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org.
Next on Recording Library of West Texas Radio, Far West Texas News, followed by the Midland Reporter Telegram and Odessa American at 8.
This is a Recording Library of West Texas Community Update.
The Midland Health Department is providing clinical services by appointment only. Appointments will be scheduled from 8:15 a.m. to 3:45 p.m. Monday through Friday. In addition, the Health Department will have an immunization clinic 8:15 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday. Appointments are required for immunizations. To schedule an appointment, call 681-7613.
Each week, hear an hour of informative news and reports. First, it's the AARP Report, with readings from AARP Magazine and the AARP Bulletin. AARP publications cover stories that include health, lifestyle, celebrity biographies, and senior employment issues. Then it's diabetic news, with readings from Diabetes Magazine, Diabetes Self-Management, and more. Hear the hour-long block of the AARP Report and Diabetic News, Thursdays at 4 a.m. and 10 a.m., and Sundays at 6 p.m. from Recording Library of West Texas Radio.
Now, here's your forecast for the Midland-Odessa area. It's 60 and clear. Tonight, clear with a low in the low 70s. Then, tomorrow, clear with a high in the upper 90s. Tomorrow night, clear with a low in the mid-70s. From the Recording Library of West Texas 24-Hour Weather Center, I'm Maria Lopez.
Coronavirus updates, weekdays at 1.
This is the Recording Library of West Texas. It's 7 a.m.
Because our regularly scheduled program was not available at broadcast time, we bring you the following special presentation. Welcome to this week's edition of Far West Texas. Readings from the Big Bend Sentinel, the Monahans News, and the Fort Stockton Pioneer, read by volunteers and staff. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
This is Melanie reading the Big Bend Sentinel, October 7th, 2020. Viral video captures local fault lines on masks by Stephen Paulson. Tri-County. A majority of Americans see face coverings as a common sense safety measure and courtesy during the coronavirus pandemic. In a recent poll from Morning Consult, 74% said they always wear masks when they leave their home. Likewise, around 60% of Americans said they had more favorable views of those who wear masks versus those who do not. But a vocal minority sees the issue otherwise. Instead of viewing masks as an affront to personal liberty, a viral video from Alpine last month is capturing those fault lines in the Tri-County. The video, which started making the rounds on Facebook last month, shows university police attempting to escort Jimmy Lipbaum, a former Sil Ross State University professor, out of the Sil Ross Rodeo. Lipbaum, who is not wearing a mask in the video, accuses the police of assaulting him. "I have every right in the world to knock you out," Lipbaum tells the officers as they try to remove him. But To the protests of LaBaume's family members, at least three officers take hold of LaBaume and try to escort him out. LaBaume did not respond to requests for comment on the incident.